Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit. And you tuned in. Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi stand up.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, y'all, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Yeah, today it's going to be a heck of a show. I got DJ Sir J Boogie all the way from Houston, Texas in the building. What's up, DJ Sir J Boogie?
What's going on, Sean Ross? What's going on, world? What's happening? We on the Real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session, you know? Yeah.
So we're gonna turn up today, and we came with notes. We got the lady in the building rocking the Real Sean Ross Live Talk Show. Y'all give it up all the way from Detroit, Michigan. Woo! Three TV shows. She's doing her duck fizzle up in the city.
Miss
Aikisha Baker. Dirty D's in the building.
Yes,
what's going on?
Like
what's up? What's
up?
Good with you, fellas.
What's happening?
I can't complain. We're having a party. We're having a party today, y'all. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. First off, to turn up the tournament's real. I can't say, how you feel today? We're going to say ladies first. What's going on?
I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? I took a little trip. I dipped out for a minute in Texas for 1 second. I had to go take care of a little business. Then I came back home. I'm back in the Dirty D now. I was there for one day. I did a little turnaround. And, you know, I'm ready to turn up and power trip and talk about that celebrity news and all that good stuff.
Didn't call nobody.
Oh, watch out.
You was in Cali.
It don't matter.
I'm still in Cali. Yeah, I'm in Cali. You know, we're about to do the... I'm at this. For my brother TM to look at me at the poker house, and it's phenomenal. I mean, if y'all can see, wait till we start doing it live. Yeah, in Texas. And you know what? Matter of fact,
I'm bad. If brother do something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a special guest sitting in the building.
Hey, I don't ask gangsters questions. I don't do that.
Cut it out. Well, we got a couple of good guests coming on the line today. But I'm going to do something very impromptu while we follow those. I got somebody else in the building that's checking in. She goes by the name of Miss Heidi. Heidi. She's in the building.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. How are you? This is New Orleans in the building, 504. You heard me?
Yes. Heidi, she's a model and actress out in LA doing her thing. So I decide you're too close to be in the building and not participate in this. I'm like, hey, we got to make it do what it do. So Heidi, one question for you.
Yeah.
How's it been, your transformation being in New Orleans to being here?
Well, there's no place like home. The food for sure has definitely changed. I lost tons of weight because there's no cornbread and ribbies and rice and the cream of wheat and that gumbo, you know, that shrimp etouffee. But I'm making it do what it do, as you say, Sean.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it live and direct. What'd you say, Jay Boogie?
I said, ain't no crawfish.
No crawfish, you know, suck the head, pull the tail.
Some of that bidet.
Y'all, that sounds like it hurts. I don't know. I feel bad for them crawfish down there. I know that would hurt.
That boudin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm glad to see you.
I'm happy to be here. Great impromptu. Threw me in the water. I'm riding the waves.
Hey, Jay Boogie, what's our count right now? What we have right now? I'm trying to kick off the church. How many people going to join us?
We had 150,000, my man.
150,000. All right. Sound like a plan. All my listeners out there across America and those who are listening over in London, those who are listening over in Wakanda, I need you to share the buddy. Don't even share. We got to get this meter up. We're going to break 200,000 this week tonight. I'm saying it. I'm claiming it. I know it's going to happen. Else I'm going to run and jump in the lake. I'm trying to tell you. Somebody send Bruce Carter text. I don't know where he at, but Bruce Carter's supposed to be in the building. God from Bob, where? I don't see him. Where he at?
Yeah, God Cobbler.
So, no further ado, y'all. You know what I mean? Let's pay the bills real quick. Oh, the weather's okay. I mean, it's a cloud in the sky. It ain't but pretty sunshine and palm trees. I'm trying to tell you. And make a grown man cry. That part. And so, Jay Boogie, you need to get out. I know you're in Houston. You're going to have to spin them up and get on out here, man. I can't do it without you. And I guess you need to come from Detroit and come out here. Like, what would you say, the Breakfast Club? Why can't we do one weekend out the month like the Breakfast Club and have production? Mr. E. Waters, take care of it. Big pockets, Mr. Ed Waters. I'm calling out to you now. Let my whole
team
be in the building. Let's go live and watch you do and watch the numbers. We're going to crush the game.
Set it up.
All right, y'all. Let's go pay these some of these bills before they, so we can be on the air next week. You know how E. Waters is. He don't be playing. All right, y'all. Hey, Jay, but you might have to go ahead and take, Big Brody. Black man from Bernie, give him a text. I mean, you need to jump on. I don't know where he at. All right, here we go. Let's pay the bills, y'all.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E. Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E. Water Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
So, Keisha.
Yes,
we're going to have to start some of our topics. I mean, you had a good topic you talked about in our pre-production meeting. I want to bring that to the floor before we get into the entertainment stuff. Let's talk about relationships. Go ahead. I think the question, if I can relate it to the best of my ability, we talked about why do men, once they find an independent woman, why don't we handle our business successfully? Is that so much to the cause of the...
Yes, that's a good topic. Want to know why men always saying they're looking for this type of woman and that type of woman, and then the minute they get them, they don't know how to treat her.
They settle for
anything. They settle for less, you know what I'm saying? They quit to say, oh, I've had to settle and this and that other. So when you finally get what you've been asking for and looking for all that time, then next thing you know, you come with all the hoopla. What's up with that?
Okay. How do you want to ad lib? You over here calling you out there pumping
snapping fingers and everything, right?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, what else you want to add to it, huh?
I mean, men are just greedy. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. So, I mean, I totally agree. But what about what they bring to the table? You know, they want all this and that.
Exactly.
But what about what you bring into the table? You bring in a lot of problems and just dick and bubble gum. We don't need that.
Okay, Jay Boogie. I'm going to go ahead and let you chime in before I go ahead and chime in. Okay, hold on. Let's rewind. Ladies and gentlemen, come to the stage, and I'm going to put him on the hot seat. My brother, from not just another mother, we came out the same shoot. I'm trying to tell you, my brother, my little big brother, a.k.a., let me just get into it. Mr. Bruce Cornelius Carter is in the building on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show in Damn Sucker with CJ Boogie out of Houston. I catch you back out of Detroit and beautiful Heidi in the West Coast along with me. Welcome to the show. Bruce Carter is in the building. Y'all give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Bruce Carter. Hey, Bruce.
Hey. How you doing, bro?
Hey, how you doing, bro? I'm so we're grateful to have you on the show today. And we're going to go to a topic, Bruce. I know before I get to all your accolades and we talk about your campaign that you're working on, we're right in the middle of talking the question. I'm going to ask Aikisha Baker to be so kind to repeat the question. And I want Bruce Carter, you just hold off the market. I know that you can answer this question prophetically. Ms. Baker. Mr. Carter's in the hot seat. Go ahead. Aikisha. Is it a loser?
I'm here. My button has. Sorry.
Okay, we're doing that. That's a fine. That's a radio fine. That's just right. Please question, Mr. Carter.
Okay, so we're covering this topic. We were talking about why do men always say that they're looking for a woman that's independent, but when they find that woman, they don't know how to treat her.
Well, I don't know why they do it, because that's what I'm looking for, and I'm going to know how to treat her.
Okay, throw it out there. Okay, I hear you.
Ooh.
A lot of men do that, you know. They say, I'm tired of settling, I'm tired of this, man, and other. Then the minute they find that independent woman, they don't know how to treat her, they don't know what to say to her or how to approach her or none of that stuff.
I think it's the intimidation. An independent woman is so confident and can provide for herself that maybe it's the intimidation that once a man actually meets her in person, he's intimidated. His masculinity is shrunken.
But I think, are we talking about men or are we talking about males?
That's a good one. I like how you put that. We're talking about both, though.
Well, I don't know. I think that strong men have learned to celebrate strong women because that's what it takes, especially in the African-American community, for us to really get to that next level. Independent brothers, you know, there's still a struggle because we both need somebody to truly watch our back, even in our greatest moments. So I celebrate strong women. I think that's why the question is hard for me to ask.
Okay, sir, what do you think?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I could try to generalize, but I don't know. I mean, maybe some men might get turned off if a woman that's independent is maybe not submissive. Or, you know, I don't know, it could be an ego thing. I don't know. Like Bruce said, I celebrate strong women. You know, my mom is a strong woman, so I grew up around strong women. So, and they take care of business, and that's what you need on your side. You know, it need to be a unit, you know, working as one. I don't know, maybe we should get some
agree with
callers
that.
Or something, you know.
Yeah, we need some callers.
Well,
call
well
in,
spoken
hit us
by both of them. Hit it up. Well, we got 9 times out of 10. We got to determine, ladies, we have to determine what constitutes a strong, independent black woman. There's many facets
that
you can understand.
Just had a head on
a
shoulder. And, yeah.
Okay. All right, we just want to do that. We also have another special guest interned in. Mr. Guy is in the building. Welcome to the Real Live Sean Ross Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. You're in the building. How you feel, good brother?
Man, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. I'm just thinking about the topic that's being discussed right now. It's a real interesting topic, far as what I think that's a good. I think you made a good point on what constitutes a strong. I mean, a strong, independent woman. And then also, I'm not sure who made that comment. Are you talking about men or male? That was real powerful, brother. Whoever said it, because there is a difference between men and male.
I want y'all to know that brother is an artist doing good things on the south side, west side, and he's breaking his way to the east and north side of America. And before we go any further, since we do have Bruce Carter, I will be cognizant of his time. I would like to have Bruce Carter talk about the programs that he have going right now in the south, southern side sector of the Dallas Metroplex area. Mr. Bruce Carter, I mean he's a phenomenal brother, and I just want him to shed a little light, and I want to ask him what gave him the passion and commitment to do what he's doing right now.
Well, one of the things we're doing in Dallas has had a rash of murders and violent crimes are up. You know, almost to a Chicago type situation. And so for me, since the majority of the people that's being affected on both sides, the victim and the perpetrators, are young black males, my goal was to grab, you know, a couple of hundred of these young boys, ages 12 to 18, and put them in a position to be better. So we're taking them to open bank accounts, put them in the community, let them serve the elders, the veterans, teaching them chivalry, teaching them conflict resolution. To give you an example, we had 18 in a room to take. The question was posed to them, remember they're 12 to 18. How many of you have thought about shooting someone? 7 stood up and said they had thought about shooting someone. And so the question was, why would you do that? And one said, because I was getting bullied. The other one said, because they play too much. So I think that for us, it's to create a solution to deal with violence, but it's more important to take our young people and provide them with opportunities so they can be great and they can become strong men so they can praise our very, very, very strong, independent black women. And just to cater back to that topic, and I hear more and more people talk about it, you know, because you're a strong, independent woman, what does that take you? Does that make you have manlike qualities? Or are you still able to be that nice, nurturing woman, even though you're independent?
I think it goes back to the foundation that you had when you were raised, because you can be very strong and independent, but if you had those morals that was instilled in you as a youngster, then you would know automatically how to be submissive to the extent of not being overbearing on your man, if that makes sense.
Okay. No, it does. It does. And so I won't even use the word submissive. It's just when I talk about, and if we're talking about relationships, I've always said if a man does everything he can for his woman, his wife, his significant other, and she does the same thing, that means she's doing everything she can to meet his needs, make him happy, and he's doing the same thing, it always works out because everybody's needs are being met. And you won't put more on that person than they can give because you're already considered them. But typically, people are just beaten down before they get to that point, so that trust level that's needed to openly love each other or try and provide for each other like that, we have our guards up because of our past relationships. So, but like I said, I welcome I welcome strong people, period. Women, brothers, people that are trying to get it done. And sometimes people don't. We struggle with people like that. You're going to struggle with me if you're not strong. So.
Okay. Ms. Baker, you want to get piggyback on that?
Yeah, and I totally agree with him. I feel where you're coming from on that.
Okay. Yeah. We want to make sure of that. All right. Mr. Kabab, would you like to relate it on that from dealing with relationships from an entertainment perspective, how you have to deal with your relationship outside of finding a strong, independent woman that can handle you being in the entertainment business? How would you rebuttal to that? Kabab, did I lose?
No. You coming in with an echo. I didn't catch the last part of that.
Okay. Yes, sir. How would you answer the question? Okay. Am I having an echo now? Do you hear echo?
No. You good? You loud and clear.
Okay. The question is from an entertainment perspective. How would you consider a strong, independent black woman that have to deal with you being in the entertainment business? And how did you find yours?
The far as men in the entertainment, well, me and my wife, you know, we pretty much got a good understanding. We've been together for a while. So it's so far as me, whenever I have to like take care of any business or do anything of that nature, she already knows that. She already, you know, she knows that the nature may have to go fly out to do something, interview or different opportunities come up. So, like, we kind of, you know, I don't really have an issue with that. I don't really have those type of issues. And so far as, you know, being able to be independent and still focus on, like, you know, my entertainment to where it conflicts with home, because me and my wife have that understanding. And at the same time, she's still independent and still able to, you know, pursue her career and what she's doing. I mean, sometimes it get a little tough as far as conflict of time, but other than that, like, we don't really have a problem. I don't really run into those, have those problems in my life.
Okay. Sound like a plan. So, Mr. Carter, same question. You being from a political standpoint, when you're trying to look for that strong, independent woman, where do you go and how do you derive what that constitutes in your world, in your arena?
Well, at 48, I decided that I'm looking for a wife. So I've built my characteristics of what, you know, and my non-negotiable things that I would love and that I need and the things that I can't tolerate. And I believe that I continue to get on this 18-month tour, then I'm going to find her. And, you know, that's kind of where my space is with it.
Okay. All right, very well. We want to continue to stay on the air, so we got to play this little snippet. Then we're going to come back with the hottest entertainment news. We just got to make it happen. So I want y'all to listen to this song. Then we're going to come back and ask, what did this song mean to y'all growing up? My team, we already know what it is. So, you know, just in case. So welcome everybody to the Real Live Sean Ross Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with Keisha Baker, DJ Sergey, Bookie, Tiffany Menard. Not special guest today, Mr. Bruce Carter, Hadi Hadi, and God Kabab. Take a listen, y'all.
Look at that. I'm slipping fast. Oh, back down memory lane. Feel the happiness, I feel the same. Here am I.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. So y'all heard me saying back down memory lane. When you hear that song, what does that song mean to you, Mr. Bruce Carter?
I don't know. It didn't make me think of nothing special. So, it didn't. You know, maybe it was a little too old for me, but I know it's coming.
Can you remember what you were doing when that song was coming out? You know, when guys were playing the jacks and the ladies were doing jump ropes, the hot scotch. All right. God Kebab, what were you doing when that song was out?
I don't even think I was born. what year did that song come out? I was born in 1988.
Yeah, he's so.
How you was not in 1988?
Yes, sir. I was just saying, I don't think I remember this song, but I was born in 1988, so I think it was a few years before my time, for sure.
Well, Jay Boogie, when was this song done?
Beats me,
Jack. It beats you too. So we gotta come up and find out what is that song. When I tell you what,
I'm finding out.
All right, we're about to swing to Miss Aikisha Baker for the hottest entertainment news and convo. You got it, Aikisha Baker.
And you know I do. Yes, I go by the name Aikisha Baker, bringing you that celebrity news. And man, you know I got to talk about Jay-Z, man. They say Jay-Z is the first hip-hop artist to reach $1 billion. He's a billionaire, according to Forbes.
All right, Jay-Z, where you told, baby?
A whole lot of other artists out there. So what y'all think about that? Do you think that Jay-Z paid his way to make $1 billion?
Focus.
I think he was focused. He was strictly business. He took an opportunity and he took advantage of it, and he made it. I mean, he's the first billionaire not out to screw me from his wife. So I know last year they said they were a billion together. Now he's officially the first African American.
Now they think he's a billion by himself.
Oh,
a billionaire,
wow.
By himself, according to Forbes. This don't have nothing to do with Beyonce's income. Now, I remember them, they were saying them two were a billion together, too. I remember that as well. But they talking about by himself. So that's huge in the hip-hop world.
So what you think about that, Mr. Carter? Because I know you have a thing in reference, you know, some of your pet peeves when it comes to the entertainment business and artists, and I want to see if you can shed some light on that.
I mean, first of all, I'm still trying to see how we related. You know, that's Mr. Carter, and I'm Mr. Carter. But, you know, maybe we just missed the cousins. So I don't know what happened there.
He wants some of that billion. He wants those billions in his face.
But, you know, I think you can always celebrate brothers. And I think from, you know, I've seen Jay-Z do a commentary about what we must do within our own communities. I think that if I could really see what that's happening, I think it would be great. But at the end of the day, the brother accomplished something that's great as far as money. You know, we all strive to be successful financially. So it's kudos off to him. It's a great deal. Even though I don't think it all happened through music, but at least that was his starting point, so it offers hope for those that really want to get out here and chase it.
Okay, okay. Guys, come on. You want to piggyback on that?
Yeah.
You know, they just, since you say now, use that platform.
Yeah, at first I thought Jay-Z was already a billionaire, already. But it was cleared up that him and Beyonce was billionaires together. I think Jay-Z, I mean, as far as him accomplishing being a billionaire, that's a high pedestal, you know, and it's motivational too, and it's inspirational to a lot of artists. But I want to know more, so what did he do to become a billionaire? Because like Mr. Carter said, I'm pretty sure a lot of that wealth that he created for himself wasn't just his music.
Well, he owns Tidal, you know, the streaming service.
No, it's like, right. I know it was more than just music. It wasn't just music.
No, I'm saying Tidal, he owns it. He owns that. So when those brothers, that he's a company that's distributing music for other artists. He's an owner. That's what makes him his money. You know, he owns things like the liquor company, Doucet. Doucet is worth $100 million. Everybody drinks Doucet in the club on the weekends, and when they kicking it, and he made $100 million off of Doucet. And other things, remember he had the Rockaware, he's had Rock Nation. That's $100 million there, Rock Nation, where he manages other artists. So he's an owner. He's a boss. He pays other people. You know, he's a boss.
Yeah. Rihanna. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that? Yeah, Rockaware.
He also was part of Rock Nation. Yeah, Rock Nation is large. Yeah. And it's one other genre, too, that's, like, worth $310 million that he's in. So all that together makes him a billionaire, yeah. The boy is
lost. Wow, that's big. That's big.
He owns his masters. He owns his masters.
Okay, so let's give kudos.
Yeah.
It's something else. Oh, we talked about the Brooklyn Nets. He run the basketball team, NBA. He had part ownership in the Brooklyn Nets. That was one of his strategic moves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to get back to one question we talked prior, and I piggyback with Mr. Carter, that I think that I want to skip on it because I want to use this. Where we at number-wise, Jay Brookie? I asked everybody to tell and share to get on the show. Where we at number-wise?
We have...
This is that concern for all our voters.
We have 154.
What it comes down to, I think...
Okay, Mr. Carter. So 154,000 listeners that's on the radio. This is our 22nd radio show, so I want to say hey, congratulations and thank you for the staff and everybody, E. Water, Lisa Stewart, and everybody from the main base in Los Angeles that's really pushing the show. Mr. Carter, for the 154,000 listeners, at this time, sir, can you give us a state that you feel the state of African-American blacks are in relation to voting and also in reference to Black Men for Bernie that you founded a couple of years ago?
I think that if we're talking about as a race, I think that we have to be more resilient with our vote. I think that when we vote, we have to place a demand with the vote. And if we don't get what we demanded, we have to be willing to do something totally different. As it relates to Black Men for Bernie, I was new to politics. I learned a lot. I'm preparing to get back out, you know, in the streets with a different mission this time. And that one is to take a brand with a purpose, but also really try to create leverage for blacks across America where they can leverage their vote on the front end and the back end and make people spend money with black people, man, before they vote.
Okay. That makes sense. Anybody else want to chime in on that?
Yeah, do you need a drive,
Floyd?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You hear that, Mr. Carter?
I said, do you need a drive?
Jay Brookie,
Yeah, I do. Who was that asking if I need a job?
Jay Boogie.
Man, Jay Boogie run over stuff in my book, man. Jay Boogie be running over toes and everything. But I am going to need a driver. I am going to need a driver. We're going to run two buses. We're going to run two buses this year.
Okay.
Start off going east, we're going to go west. I'll fly back and forth. But no, guys, I mean, I'm serious. They spent 11, y'all talk about billionaires. Politics in 2016 and 2018, they spent $11 billion, man. That's donated money to try to get someone to vote. And very few black political companies got money. So imagine if we made them market to us, through us, what we could do. And that's the message I'm going to teach right now. And what happens, though.
Okay.
All right, dude.
Yeah,
like, and Mr. Clark, go ahead, Jay.
No, I didn't say
that.
Go ahead.
No, that was me. That was Cabo. I was saying I like to know more about that. Like this, I got a question for Mr. Carter real quick. But this up and coming presidential election, do you know which candidate you'll be supporting?
Well, you know, at this point, it'll be Bernie Sanders in the primaries. We're going to be opening up some retail outlets in Iowa since, you know, everybody's focused on Iowa. And, you know, one of the reasons is the brand Black Man for Bernie was sold all over the world. So we can go back to that, and now we're a little smarter than what we were two and a half years ago. And so we're able to take that and truly make merchandising big, but carry a message. And hopefully, you know, hopefully Bernie can prevail with a fair chance through the democratic process. And then, you know, from there, I think we can try to level up even more as far as every basic principle. But that's where my head is today. So no, we're getting ready to travel the country.
Okay.
I'm gonna say
it was a pleasure doing it. We did it once, we're gonna do it again. And also, Guy Kabak, can you tell everybody where you at? What part of the sector, case Mr. Carter, you know, decides to come that way as we tour? If Black Men, like I said, Black Men for Bernie gonna be it, or whoever we choose, late in the game or early in the game.
I'm in the Phoenix area, Arizona. Ooh. Also, I'm from Chicago originally. You know, I don't deal with politics on a local level, but I was a director of field operations for David Moore. He's an automatic alderman in Chicago in the 17th ward, and that was pretty successful. So
okay.
I got a political organization that
is that Future Network.
We got Future Network. It's a non-for-profit. Outside of that, we have our own independent political organization, and that's one of the things I've been looking into so far as being able to get in. I mean, being able to, like, you know, get into the best situation in our best interest, to where we can take young men off the streets and we can be mobile. We can get some form of funding and be mobile with these young men and take them to campaign nationally, knowing this.
Well, man, look, we got to make sure we link up. We got to make sure we link up, because all I'm saying is this: when people ask me who I'm with, man, I'm with Creative Opportunity for us, and we got a voice. And I think, I don't know, it's 20,000 people on my Facebook page that we can re-engage. But then we can open up, you know, you got the people's network, I got the people's ticket. That means we already understand that it's about the people. So off air, we'll link up and we'll figure out how we push this thing from the West Coast, East Coast, and bring it back through the Midwest.
Well, I want to.
All right, and that's it.
I want to.
Hey, Sean, I want to salute King Kaba for also being a combat veteran. You know what I'm saying? And he's from the south side of Chicago, Inglewood area. So he's from the hood, and he understands, you know, what it is on that ground level. And I'm glad to see this brother giving back to his community through his Future Network nonprofit there in Chicago. So this brother, he's putting in the work. You know what I'm saying? And so is Bruce. Bruce is doing his thing, too. So I applaud both of you.
BC. When I say BC, that's Bruce Carter, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. So if people want to get involved in this movement, Mr. Carter, how do they get in touch with you? And also for the program that you're running this summer, how can people across the country get in contact with you or the program?
You know, I normally give my number, but I think I didn't gave it out to you,
my email. Well, I want you to know it's 154,000 listeners, so speak slowly and clear. They can go on the Real Live Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Section Facebook page and get that information. But if whatever you want them to know, website,
they can call
you. Go for registration.
They can call Sean Ross. Give Sean Ross a call.
Call
Sean to link me up. So if Sean can't get a hold of me, Sean will call Mama.
That's right, you know, Mama Carter in the building. Salute to our mamas and my mama, Mama Carter, Mama Glow, Mama Shuttlesworth, Ruru, Val, UPO, UPA, and Mama Linda, they're in the building, Mama Baker, Mama Heidi. Yeah, yes, indeed. Yeah. To all the mamas, that's why your mama too. Your mama. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take this little commercial break to let people know. We want to stay on the air, so let me do this one time.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments, and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
Yeah! You are now tuned in to the Real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you too deep.
Sean Ross.
And you too deep.
Me,
hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, y'all.
Yeah. DJ Sergey Boogie, Aikisha Baker in the building. Mr. Bruce Carter, Ms. Guy Kabat, and Heidi. Talk at you live all the way from Tarzana, California, y'all. And it's going down right here in Boston, USA. I want to take the time to say I love all my guests on the show tonight. Thank you. And I got to turn it back over to Aikisha Baker. Ms. Baker.
Yes.
I want to just so Mr. Carter is doing a good movie, and I want everybody to know. Can you tell everybody what three TV shows that you televise up in the Detroit area?
Yes, I have a show called Hop Low's Music Video Show that covers local artists down in Detroit area, the Metro Detroit area, and also I interview celebrities as well. I come on every Monday at 10 p.m. on TV 68, every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Comcast 18, and every other Friday at 1 a.m. on WADL TV 38. And I do a music video show. I play music videos on the countdown, and I interview local artists once again and celebrities.
All right. So what's next, Ms. Baker? You got Guy Kaba and Mr. Cornelius Bruce Carter in the building. What you got for him?
Well, when you're in the D, make sure you hit me up so I can bring you on the show, give you an interview so we can play on all three TV stations. And we're gonna chop it up, talk about the music, what you got coming up, upcoming shows, showcases, whatever you're doing. That's positive. We're going to talk about it.
Okay, and I have one thing I want to announce.
And also,
submit
your music
to
hoplowsmusicvideoshow@gmail.com.
All right, tell the truth and shame the devil. We are in the building, and I'm gonna catch everybody unguarded. I want to talk about the health of our culture. Let's talk about our health right now. I really want to talk about this because I've been on the road with everybody. That's including UJ Boogie, Ms. Baker, Mr. Carter, and Heidi. And I want to say, what do you think us as our culture that we suffer most of when it comes to illnesses? Mr. Carter, you first.
Not me personally, but I think diabetes is something that has really taken over. I had a cousin that died from diabetes a couple of weeks ago. It's definitely more the food we eat and probably the lack of working out, but it's controlled by the diet. So I would think that we need to really focus on diabetes because that's something that we can definitely bring up on ourselves.
Definitely. I totally agree. I was actually at the age of 31 diagnosed with diabetes 4 weeks ago, I don't have any family history of it at all, but it's definitely what we eat from infancy. And being an educator, I see what the white people feed their children for lunch and then, you know, what we eat for lunch. And it's just definitely from what we are raised off of or what we're fed. Like, you know, early in the morning I may see an eighth grader eating a bag of Cheetos and a soda pop, you know. But in the morning, the little white child may have oatmeal or some milk or something more healthier. So definitely diabetes for sure in our culture, definitely.
Okay. Jay Boogie.
I would have to say, I guess I would say high blood pressure. Once again, that all goes back like to what Bruce was saying, is the diet and lack of movement, exercising. And it's just, I guess, from, you know, us eating soul food, you know, or the things that we think are good, which really started out as just survival, but we kept it and made it part of our tradition, which is a bad tradition, you know, all that grease, frying foods, things like that. So we got to get more vegetables, more fruit, more water. Definitely we don't drink enough water. Water is so key. And I don't know. I like to see more groups come together with that for that reason, too, to get healthy eating habits in the hood. Like a healthy fast food place, if there's such thing.
That is so true. And I want to bring this next brother. He just chimed in. And I want him to he's been listening to the show for a minute. And I'm just thinking of 909. I think that may be Mr. Dr. Daryl Smith. Dr. Daryl Smith, how you doing, sir? Do I have that, Dr. Daryl Smith, 909? Is that Daryl Smith? I believe it is. Mr. Smith, is he around? I guess he's just listening. Okay, if anyone's trying to. But I also think that We talked about diabetes. We talked about high blood pressure. And I know there's one more that is sticking out that nobody said nothing else about that is affecting this generation.
I'm gonna say one thing that I think a lot of people don't really take too serious is prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer is one.
Especially amongst black men. Like how the rate of prostate cancer is doubled now. And then that's important because now we're talking about how it potentially affect reproduction and the way we reproduce.
I gotta take back to our diet. I'm convinced our diet sucks as a whole, collectively. not everybody.
Okay. Ms. Carter.
Yes.
How do you feel that the AIDS epidemic, I think that has taken a large killness. I think it's a genocide. It's in a certain aspect.
You work
on some people had to care for AIDS, diabetes, high blood pressure. It's all related to the diet. And this is another conversation coming up next week. We're going to talk about hemp, the benefits of hemp and marijuana across the country. But that's for next week. But I just want to give everybody a prelude to what's going in next week. But we can talk about it. Go ahead.
I think one thing that we could talk about that would probably help all of us, especially us brothers, is going to the dentist. A lot of diseases take place and start in the mouth. And also, when it comes to cancer, it can be detected in the mouth at the earliest stage by a dentist.
But also, I think the key factor plays into the fact that as our black culture, we don't even have health insurance. So for us to even get checked, it'll be so much money out of our pocket if we're not covered. And 9 times out of 10, we are not covered.
True statement.
Okay, so I guess for me, the next time, if I'm invited back, why don't we identify
you're invited
the
back.
And then why don't we come up with some solutions that will address some of those hardcore issues. I do believe health insurance is important, but I guess for me, I never had it. So I'm like, if I got to go to the doctor, I'm going to the doctor and pay the doctor. But it is important because it does prevent a lot of people from doing regular maintenance on their body. And our body is like a car. You know, if you don't change the oil on a regular basis and rotate the tires, eventually you're not going to get the most out of it. So I do agree that we need to have some type of, whether it's health insurance or some type of medical plan that allows us to go and see the doctor when we need to on a regular basis. So.
Okay. I mean, hey, I think you hit it on the nail. And one thing for certain, two things for sure, you are always invited on your big brother, your big little brother, live radio talk show and jam session. So I charge you for let's charge you and see if we can come up next week. And I believe we will have Lisa Ray or who said they were going to come. Matter of fact, Mr. Carter, if you're going to bless us next week, we'll have our soul sister Yo-Yo on the line. Yo-Yo and Lisa Ray will definitely be in the building, along with the rapper Dana Dane. So I want to tune everybody to come back next week. We're going to do it again. And Bruce, so you can not charge the rest of the team, and Mr. Carter can perfectly say, if one more time, what are you charging us to come up with next week?
Who was it? Say it one more time.
I was asking, what is the charge you're putting together for us to come up next week with our other two distinguished guests, Yo-Yo and Lisa Ray, and yourself?
I just think the charge is if we're talking about our community across the country is, you know, we should, you know, forget reparations. How do we repair what we have collectively? with whatever we have. So whatever that solution is, let's come up with a thought. Or if we talk about diabetes, let's come up with some type of challenge that we can challenge people across the country to get involved. And let's create a better diet. Let's help someone get something they don't have. Let's ship some fruit from California to Pennsylvania, whatever we got to do. But let's get people engaged so the conversation starts to dig deep and people's lives get better.
All right, goodbye. I want before we get out of here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give everybody a chance to hear this tag, where they can find you, and what you got next coming up. So, guys, goodbye. You in the hot seat. And you can give everybody your tag, your social media, etc.
Okay, I'm on Instagram. You can just go on my. You can look me up at God Kaba, as far as Instagram. God Kaba fan page, as far as Facebook. You can also find me on YouTube. You can look me up on YouTube. All my email information is attached to my social media. So if you want to reach out to me, send me an email or, you know, subscribe, like, comment to any of like my work as far as music. You can do that through YouTube. I got some more music dropping at the end of the month, coming soon at the end of the month. And also, I wanted to real quick slap this in, like, far as health, because I'm thinking real quick. Like, one of the things that I think would be real good for the youth is, like, rehabilitation centers for the youth, because a lot of drugs, when it comes to lean and pills and perks and drugs, that's really destroying our youth at a rapid pace and the health of our youth at a rapid pace, you know. So I think that, you know, having some, like, you know, intervention, like rehabilitation centers for the youth, to where it's implemented where a lot of arts is implemented in the rehabilitation and discipline, like military, like more militant, military style discipline. That'd be good. That'd be a good alternative for a lot of our youth.
That's what's up.
Okay. All right, Mr. Carter, sir, can you give us the tagline? We're 2 minutes away, y'all. 2 minutes before we get up.
All right.
Can we give
I'm
you
not going
where they can find you, et cetera?
Oh, I'm not going to worry about them finding me. I just want to say this. We need to get our brothers to step up and do more and be accounted for in our community and in our home. And we need to look at how we can help those that suffer from PTSD that's never been to the military, but they've had so much environmental trauma that they still have some of the same symptoms and issues. That's my tagline, and I'm done.
All right. Love you very much. DJ Sergey Boogie.
Yeah, that's at DJ SIRJAYBOOGIE. And I also want to chime in and say how you spell Kaba, because people don't know. It's KHABA.
KHABA, yep. God, G-O-D, KHABA. God, Kaba.
For sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right.
No doubt.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead.
I Keisha Baker, my tagline. ISHABAKER on all social media.
Does that say it one more time, Keisha Baker?
You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Keisha Baker. That's spelled ISHABAKER.
All right. I want to thank Almighty Distinguished Guest of Honor for coming to the show. Heidi, Akeisha Baker, Sergey Boogie, God Kabah, and my little big brother, Cornelius, Johnny Appleseed in the building, Mr. Bruce Carter. And I am your host of Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. It's been brought to you live. And you know what, America? We out of here. Much love and respect. And, Just want to say we love you, for God, for Sister Stacy, all my marauders out there. We out of here.
Yeah, goodbye. You are now tuned in to the Real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sergey Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross.
Sean Ross from No Limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
And you tuned in.
Mean team
in the building.
Mean team
in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci Fi stand up.
I don't give you a